ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अद्युतानं मधर्मशं तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय शम्भवानि युगे युगे शम्भवानि युगे युगे हरेर्नाम हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामैव केवलम् कलौ नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण एंड वेलकम टू आवर वीकली कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस प्रोग्राम. And once again, I would like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28, where every Sundays we hold a special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by aarti of their lordships at 12:30. Then we have a discourse on Krishna consciousness based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. And then we have Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And then we finish the day's program with the vegetarian feast at 2:30. Please come along, join us, and find out for yourself what is Krishna consciousness all about. I would also like to remind the listeners that we are passing through Purushottam month. This is a very auspicious time. Any devotional service you do in this month brings out thousands of times the benefit which we normally get. Some of the things that you can do this month, people fast, have only one meal a day. Those who are non-vegetarians, they become vegetarians this month. No alcohol, at least for a month. Now we've got only 2 weeks left, so it's not too much. You can recite Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. Normally people recite 15th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Those who are chanting 60 rounds, they make an endeavor to chant a bit more, few more rounds. Any of these things will help you in your devotional service. I hope you will take advantage of the time available and make a progress in your devotional service. Last couple of weeks I've been talking about benefits of chanting Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When our hearts are cleansed by regularly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, we'll become liberated from the material conception of life. The repetition of birth, death, old age and disease, this is the material conception of life. You will also be able to understand the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, understand God, living entity, material nature and time and activities, or karma. By understanding these five principles, God, living entity, material nature, time and activity, karma, you will become perfectly advanced in knowledge and your life will be successful. And all this will be possible simply by performing the Sankirtan Yajna, the chanting of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is Cheto Darpan Marjanam in Bhava Mahadvagni Nirvapanam. As soon as one is cleansed of these dirty things in the heart, kam, krodh, lobh, moh, matsarya, and mad, that is lust, anger, greediness, illusion, madness, and envy, then you will understand that I am part and parcel of Krishna. My duty is to save Krishna. So let me be engaged in his service and become successful in this human form of life. Krishna is within everyone. That is eternally true, nitya siddha, but it is covered by material contamination. And by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, these nasty things, dirty things, kam, krodh, lobh, moh, matsarya and mada, lust, anger, greediness, illusion, madness and envy will be cleansed. You realize and then you'll realize who is Krishna. Cheto darpan marjanam. And as soon as the dormant love of Krishna is awakened, immediately you are liberated. Bhav mahadvagni nirvapanam. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya and by the grace of Vedic literature, we have got this information. Yajnehi sankirtan praher yajanti hi su medasya. Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter, canto 11, chapter 5, text 32. This sankirtan yajna, chanting yajna, one can perform and please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is prescribed in the Vedas. This is very easy and anyone can adopt it. Only to remember the 16 names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Actually, there are only three names, Hare, Krishna and Ram, and we repeat that 16 times. Lord Chaitanya also says, Nam Namakari Bahuda Nij Sarva Sakti Stratrapita. There is no difference between the name of Krishna and the person Krishna. There is no difference. You don't think that Arjuna was fortunate to receive instructions directly from Krishna. But we are unfortunate. No, we are not in the presence of Krishna. That's not the case. Krishna is present by his name. This sound representation. Because God is absolute, therefore there is no difference between him and his name. If I am thirsty by simply calling out water, 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 my thirst will not be quenched. I need actual water. If I want something else for my enjoyment, the name of the thing will not do the trick, will not bring it. But Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nij Sarva Sakti Tatrabita Niyamita Smaranena Kala. This chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare is as powerful as Lord Krishna himself. Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nij Sarva Sakti. God is almighty. So all the mightiness of God is there in His name. Simply we have to realize Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nija Sarva Saktis Tatrapita. All the potential of the Supreme Person is invested in His name, Krishna. And Nitya Nyamita Smarane Nakala. You have no hard and fast rule for chanting the Mahamantra. If you are going to the church or temple, you have to clean up yourself, dress properly. You have to purify yourself and so many things before you enter into the church or temple or any sacred place. The rules and regulations are the same in any religion. Hindus go to the temple after taking bath and purifying themselves. So many rules are there. But for chanting the Mahamantra, Niyamita Smaranena Kala, here you don't require to take bath before chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now, if you are in the bathroom or in the toilet, therefore you cannot chant Hare Krishna, no, that's not the case. You can chant even there. No restrictions, because if the name Krishna is pure, then how can I remain impure? The potency of Lord Krishna is there. It at once makes me pure. Just like as soon as there is light, there is no question of darkness. Darkness and light cannot stay together. Either it must be darkness or must be light. As soon as there is light, there is no darkness. Similarly, Krishna is pure. His name Krishna is also pure. Therefore, there cannot be any impurities. Impurities is due to this material bodily conception. But at that moment, when I am chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, I am in this spiritual platform. Impurities cannot touch me. These are the points of realization. As we make sincere effort to perform this Sankirtan Yajna, the particular Yajna for this age of Kali Yuga, when we make our progress, it is most inexpensive, very easy and very powerful. Why don't you adopt it? Therefore, the best performance of Yajna given to us in this age is Sankirtana Yajna. Yajnahi Sankirtan Prahyur Yajantihi Sumedha Sumedhasaha. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Text 32. Those who are intelligent take advantage of the greatest Yajna of this age, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When the mantra is chanted by many persons together, it is called Sankirtan. When we chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and stop our sinful activities, all our problems will be solved without difficulty. In other processes of Yajna, there are difficulties because there are no learned Brahmins who can chant the mantras perfectly. Nor is it possible to secure the proper ingredients to perform the Yajna. Human society is poverty-stricken, and men are devoid of Vedic knowledge and the power to chant the Vedic mantras. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the only shelter. People should be intelligent enough to chant it. Yajna Sankirtan Prahi. Not only is the chanter of the Mahamantra purified, but the heart of anyone who happens to hear the transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is also cleansed. Even the souls embodied in lower animals, insects, trees, and other species of life also become purified and prepared to become fully Krishna consciousness. Simply by hearing the transcendental vibration, This was explained by Haridas Thakur when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from him how living entities lower than human beings can be delivered from material bondage. Haridas Thakur said that the chanting of the holy name is so powerful that even if one chants in the remotest parts of the jungle, the trees and animals will advance in Krishna consciousness by simply hearing the vibration. This was actually proved by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself when he passed through the forest of Jharkhand. At that time, tigers, snakes, deer, all other animals abandoned their natural animosities and began chanting and dancing in Sankirtan. Of course, we cannot imitate the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we should follow in his footsteps. We are not powerful enough to enhance and chant the lower animals such as tigers, snakes, cats and dogs or entice them to dance. But by chanting the holy names of the Lord, we can actually convert many people throughout the world to God consciousness. Srila Rupa Goswami states in his Upadeshamitra that there are six principles of love. Dadati prati grahanti, guhyam akhyati pe prechate, bhunakte bhojante sai chaiva, sadvidham priti dalakshanam. Offering gifts in charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, accepting prasadam and offering prasadam are the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and another. How one can understand that someone loves him or her? These are the six kinds of reciprocation, six kinds of exchanges. They are dadati. If you love someone, you give something and you receive something from that person. Dadati prati grahanti. Next is guhyam ahyati prachate cha. You disclose your mind and you hear him as well. If a lover is in some difficulty, he discloses his mind to you. Next is bhunakte bhojante. You give him something to eat, and you also accept what he offers you to eat. These are six things: dadati, giving and accepting; pratigrahanti, accepting gifts; guhyam akhyati, sharing personal problems; and bhunakte, to offer foodstuffs and accept foodstuffs. These are six principles of love. Distributing the holy name of Lord is sublime example of contributing or giving charity, the dadati principle. By the same token, one must also follow the pratigrahanti. And be willing to and ready to receive the transcendental gift. People inquire about Krishna consciousness movement and open their minds in order to understand the situations of this material world. Thus, the guhyam akhyati prachati principles can be saved. Religion is the special function of human society, and it constitutes the distinction between human society and animal society. Animal society has no church, no mosque, no temples, religious systems. In all parts of the world, however downtrodden human society may be, there is some system of religion. Even tribal people living in jungles also have some system of religion. When a religious system develops and turns into love of God, it is successful. As is stated in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 6. सा वही पुंसा परो धर्म यतो भक्तिर अधोक्षदे अहित के ही उप अपराते अप्रतिहाता यज ययात्मा सुप्रसिद्धति न सुप्रीम ऑक्यूपेशन धर्म फॉर एनी ह्यूमैनिटी इज दैट बाय विच मैन कैन अटेन टू लविंग डिवोशनल सर्विस इन टर्न टू द ट्रांसेंडेंटल लॉर्ड सच डिवोशनल सर्विस मस्ट बी अनमोटिवेटेड uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. If members of human society actually want peace, tranquility and friendly relations between men and nations, they must follow Krishna consciousness system of religion by which they can develop their dormant love for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As soon as people do this, their minds will immediately be fulfilled with peace and tranquility. Please take this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It is very easy. Even a child can take part. You see children of devotees, when you come to the temple, they are also taking part in chanting and dancing. They are becoming purified. Every step of their dancing becomes noted by Lord Krishna. Agyata Sukriti. So it is a chance. In our temples, we give chance how to become purified, how to understand Krishna, make your life successful. So please come to our temple. So join this Sankirtan movement. It is very important. Param Vijayati, if you want victory of your life, join this movement. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, I am the Supreme, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, Mata Sarvam Pravartate, Iti Matva Bhajante Mam Buddha Bhav Samanvita. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 8. Krishna says, I am the origin of everything. And in the Vedanta Sutra, he says, I am absolute truth. Janmade Asya Yataha. From whom everything is emanating. And in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, Mata Sarvam Pravartate. All the acharyas, they have admitted this. Even Shankaracharya, who is not a Vaishnava, he accepted. Sa Bhagavan Swayam Krishna Devaki Nandana. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no doubt. If you want to know Krishna, the Supreme Lord, read Bhagavad Gita as it is and try to understand and your life will be successful. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami says in canto 12, chapter 3, text 51, Kalera dosani dehi rajan asti hai eko mahaniguna kritanadi ev kritnasya mukta sangha param brajat. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. There are so many faults in this age, some of which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Saka Mulam Hinsa Chodra Falab Pushpati Bhojanahi Anavristi Vinakshyanti Durabhiksha Karab Pirdataha, harassed by famine and excess taxes by government, people will resort to eating leaves, roots, flesh, wild honey, fruits, flowers, and seeds. Struck by drought, they will become completely ruined. This Kali Yuga will be so much disturbing that people will be harassed mostly by three things. Anavrishti, there will be practically no rain. It is stated that there will be clouds in the sky but no rain. People will be hankering for rain. There will be cloud, thundering, but no rain. Time will be like that. anavrishti durabhiksha. And if there is anavrishti, scarcity of rain, certainly there will be no food production. Anavrishti durabhiksha and taxation, karapidita. It is said that governments will impose higher and higher taxes. When people will be so harassed in this age that out of disgust, they will give up their family lives. Achinya dhara dravyena kachanti grihi kananam. In this way, Kali Yuga is polluted. Everything is contaminated, polluted. It is called ocean of faults because the life is meant for liberation. If one is not interested in liberation, living simply for sense gratification, that is conditional life. People do not know this, but it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Cheta kalahu asya bandhane mukte chat manomatam. The consciousness is the main principle, either for conditional life or for liberation. We are proposing Krishna consciousness, which means liberation. What is liberation? Liberation means to stop repetition of birth and death. People do not know that even birth and death can be stopped. People think it cannot be stopped. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that people suffer from four different types of miserable conditions that are janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. Bhagavad Gita chapter 13, text 9. You may be very advanced in scientific knowledge, but where is the possibility of stopping these four principles of miserable conditions of life? Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosanam. But through Krishna consciousness, we can stop these four principles of miserable conditions. Namely, no more birth, no more death, no more disease, and no more old age. That is liberation. You can have it simply you have to clear your consciousness. How to clear your consciousness is by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you. Let's hear some kirtan.
Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,